This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
And welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. Today, I want to talk about something which, although in novel form, a novel called Erase, it is a little uncannily similar to some of the things that are going on right now, or easily could be about to be happening. So it's right on the edge. Tom DeWeese is the author of Erase. I imagine there's some people in the government that would like to erase Tom. Tom, I hope you stay away from pencils or whatever might be used. Tom heads up the American Policy Center. He has written a novel, which is an effort, I think, very successful one, to dramatize some of the threats to our constitutional republic that are now looming in front of us, and the political system that we have doesn't seem to be terribly well equipped to handle it. But Tom, I'll let you speak for yourself. It's quite a piece of artwork that you've got on the front cover. It just looks dreary to me. But then, of course, that's, I guess, the whole idea of our dystopian future. If we don't do something now, it's going to be, on a good day, it'll be dreary.
Well, yeah, the cover depicts an actual scene from the book. There is a character in the book who we've dubbed the Graffiti Bandit, and he puts messages on walls all over D.C. that are messages of freedom and individuality and so forth as it's being erased from our society. And I've come at this, what we're facing, from four directions. One, it comes from the education system, one from religion, from Christianity, one from business, and one from obviously the political realm. And I've got characters in all four of those areas that are discovering bad things that are happening to each of those areas.
And some of whom have done not very much to redirect things, because they just didn't have a clue. They didn't see what was happening until they awakened. And, of course, a lot of the rest of the population is even in a deeper sleep. I thought it was an all-too-realistic depiction of our present crisis. And the concerning thing is that it's hard to argue with what you're presenting, that we are mighty close to going over the edge.
Well, it is. And the funny thing is, as I was writing this, I had to hurry up and finish it before the entire plot ended up on the front page of the New York Times.
And I wondered if that might not be the case.
And I'm not kidding about that either.
No, right. It was a very, very current storyline, and I could imagine that you were having that problem.
Well, every time we thought we had something creative, just as an idea, we suddenly found out that it was actually happening. As I worked with some other people, coming up with some of the storyline, and it really was quite enlightening to find all that out. One of the main tenets of it is how technology is being used to literally enslave us, to wipe out our history, to wipe out our ideas and so forth in our culture. And, when other totalitarian regimes have tried to do that, like Hitler, you have these videos of big book burning bonfires. But today, as I point out in the book, one of the premises of the book, you don't need to do that anymore.
Control, Alt, Delete.
Yeah, exactly.
it's gone with a couple of strokes of a keyboard. Mm-hmm. Boom.
Yeah.
One of the things that you have a number of people and references that tie into the current situation. One of them that I particularly enjoyed was the description of the environmental tyranny that is the point of the spear for tyranny. And I've learned a word first in Spanish where I picked up what was going on, and it works quite well here in English, and that is that there's political parties that can be aptly dubbed watermelon. They're green on the outside, and maybe Christian Democrats in Europe, or maybe even pick your American political party, but on the inside they're red, just like a watermelon. And they sound and look like a watermelon, but they don't taste like one. On the inside, they certainly don't look green. So I thought, wow, this is something I've seen not just in our own country, but in other parts of the world. They're further along. Their watermelons are riper than ours is maybe the main difference.
Well, this is true. I mean, the Club of Rome said that the common enemy of humanity is man. In searching for a new enemy to unite us, we came up with the idea that pollution, the threat of global warming, water shortages, famine, and the like would fit the bill. All of these dangers are caused by human intervention, and it is only through changed attitudes and behavior that they can be overcome. The real enemy, then, is humanity itself. And this works so well for them because if you try to promote their ideas, what their end game is of total control over every aspect of our life, then we wouldn't listen. They tried that through the whole Cold War. We weren't listening. But when you turned it to the threat of environmental Armageddon, and I've had Greens say to me, it doesn't matter how many rights you think you have. If you don't have a planet to stand on, what good will they do you? And so that kind of scare tactic has literally gotten our people to give up their liberties voluntarily. And that's one of the main premises of the book, of how they're able to do that.
And the educational system has so wounded us that it's very easy to succumb to these kinds of alarmist chicken little cries. And then you ask them, well, okay, global warming, which now, of course, has been replaced by global change or climate change. But exactly what kind of warming are we talking about? You mean the last almost 20 years where there's been constant temperatures as read by satellites? Get those facts out of here. We have an agenda to pursue.
Well, and they've openly said that no matter what the science shows, we've got to go with the climate change because it provides us the greatest opportunity to bring about social justice and equality in the world. So it doesn't matter what the facts are. This is going to work for us, and it is. People every single day, and as you mentioned, the education system, we are churning out the perfect global village idiots out of our schools because they are not allowed to hear the foundation of America and what our founding ideals were, the individual and so forth, protection of them. And it is just propaganda, constant brainwashing, global warming. The industry is bad, and housing is bad, and cars are bad. Do you know how many kids I run into today who don't even want to get a driver's license, let alone a car? I couldn't wait when I was 16.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and this is what's happening. Yeah.
I remember I was so eager that I would – we had maybe a 100-foot driveway. Nice, but not all that long. I would practice driving back and forth in that. I was just so thrilled to be behind the wheel of a car that even that was something I was eager to do.
Yeah, and what did it represent to you? Freedom of movement.
Absolutely. I was going to be free to go to the store, to go to school, to pick up my girlfriend, do any number of things. And my parents were looking at having another driver available for deliveries as well. I hear the music. We're coming up to a break. I'm going to be back with Tom DeWeese talking some more about the ideas underlying Erase.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you five or six soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. You really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant, or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today with Tom DeWeese. He heads up the American Policy Center. He's got a political thriller entitled Erase. And it, unhappily, is a description of a lot of the things that are going on in our country, in particular in our schools, where our history is being erased. And once the history is gone, who we are can be written in kind of as a blank slate. And I thought you made that point very well, Tom, that a people without a history is kind of like sheep. We can just be taken whichever which way.
Well, it is, and you just run them, you know, back and forth wherever you want to take them. I've got one little scene in the book where my teacher is talking to another gentleman who is savvy to what's going on, and he just can't believe what's happening, this teacher, and how can you get rid of knowledge? It's there no matter what. And the gentleman says, you get rid of knowledge by banning it. And, incredibly, and this is true, there is an organization out of the United Nations that advocates globally acceptable truth. And it's called the Eden Foundation. And they believe that the reason we have war and strife and poverty is because there's too much knowledge. And it bothers people, and they can't deal with it. And so we need to control what people know. That is an absolute fact. I had a conversation with this gentleman by email one day, unfortunately. And that's what he told me. So...
in the book. Too much knowledge.
Too much knowledge, yeah.
Now, those of us who are politically active and conservative would argue that the opposite is just the case. The fact that we have too little knowledge available to so many people means that they can be directed without a whole lot of effort. Politicians can say the most outrageous things, and people say, okay. As if it were just fine, because if it has no context, then it's really not going to cause any concern, any questioning, or whatnot. Because if we don't know anything, we don't know even enough to ask questions. And I thought that was something that you did that was pretty incredible. By the way, I love how you looped in some familiar things. There was an incredible mass marketer, almost like Amazon, really. And I thought you were kind of describing their business model, or a gentleman that merchandises all kinds of things, particularly for offices, that has that same concept of four main distribution points. And you can get something sometimes the same day, often the next day, because of the way the system is set up. And, wow, I know who he's talking about.
You got to take what you got, you know. But, yeah, that's definitely was kind of the model for that. But, it's a very successful model, and it's working. And, as I was showing, there one of the things that started this idea for this story was that one evening I read an article about how the producers of ebooks, Kindles and so forth, can actually follow what you're reading and know what you like and what you don't like so that they can produce more of what you like and just kind of churn these kind of things out. And, that's their business model. And I got to thinking about it, and I thought, well, if they can do that, they can do a whole lot more if that's in the hands of evil people. Technology's technology. It's like, you know, a gun's a gun, but whose hands it's in is what's important. And when it gets into bad hands, then it can be used for that evil, and that was the beginning of the spark for the book.
I had seen that same account. It didn't spark a book theme in my mind, so I'm glad you saw it because, I think you were spot on. And when I read how you were weaving that into the to the storyline, I thought, man, this is really plausible because this technology does exist. And if it's run by benign people, it'll be a benign technology, and we'll all be better for it because we'll get more of those things that we are willing to pay for. But if it's not run by benign design, then we're going to be in a world of hurt. And there's the rub.
Yeah, that's what we're seeing with the NSA. We're seeing it, every movement we make is followed one way or another. They can control our bank accounts. They can control our movements. And it's all, technology. But in the hands of the wrong people, it's a very dangerous thing. So, yeah, that was one of the things we wanted to bring out.
One of the enemies that clearly those who are interested in control are going to have to deal with is Christianity. We've seen that with communist and Nazi regimes. The church came under intense pressure and persecution from these regimes because they talk about the importance, Christianity talks about the importance of the individual. These regimes were talking about the importance of the collective. And after a certain point, you're just not going to have a reconciliation. The genius of the American political system is that it worked out a perhaps uncomfortable, but nevertheless workable way of dealing with both a collective and an individual to protect interests that are concerned. But when you've got tyrants operating the system, they don't worry too much about individual interests.
Well, in fact, they need to get rid of it, and this is a true situation that Christianity is the root of the ideals of individuality and free enterprise and private property, pretty much all in the Ten Commandments. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So when you want to get rid of those ideas, then you've got to go to the root in the first place.
And one of the things you do on the way to the root is get rid of the guns, because the assumption is that there may always be some ornery people that don't succumb to the propaganda, don't get hooked into the system. In some way, they're like those bitter clingers. In fact, I think you gave them a hat tip in your novel, A Race. But those bitter clingers are going to be there insisting that I have a right to my gun and I have a right to my property, and they're not easily buffaloed into the system as other people who are mainly interested in what's on television tonight are.
Yeah. And going back to the religion, Christianity and so forth, and of course one of my main characters is Pastor Dave, and he slowly but surely discovers how they're working to erase Christianity. And the scenes that I've painted in there, they're two different scenes. One was in the cathedral in New York. The other one was on the mount, the hillside in Kansas. Both of those events are actually true events that actually took place. I put some different dialogue in it, but a lot of the dialogue is actual words that were said there, particularly in the one in Kansas.
Well, let's elaborate on that when we come back from the break, talking with Tom DeWeese, his novel, The Race. As you may have already picked up, the novel is only fictitious in terms of perhaps the names of the people and some of the actual events, but the thrust is right out of now. We're going to be right back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958-958 Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Okay, well, today on the Gun Owners News Hour, we're talking with Tom DeWeese, and he is the head of the American Policy Center, actually located geographically not that far from Gun Owners of America. He has been directing concern for a long time about the war on rural America. And, of course, if we see a government able to control rural America, then that's kind of the ball game, because the rest of the country is going to fall on its knees shortly thereafter. And as I was reading your account of that, Tom, I thought, you know, I've read about this before. This is what dictator Ceausescu had done in Romania. The rural areas were collectivized into urban areas. Farming became something that was the opposite of the individual enterprise that it is pretty much still today. And once that had happened, Romania became more and more a collectivist society, also became a failure, and it finally became so bad that a desperate people massed in the square in front of the troops that were there to protect the dictator, and they were so angry, and so many of them, that they kind of melted away. They grabbed the dictator and shot him summarily, but that was after years of terror and suffering. And so your description of the Romanianization of, if I can use that new word, of American agriculture was pretty sobering.
Well, this is a major tenet of what is called the Wildlands Project, which calls for the rewilding of 50% of all the land in every state back to the way it was before Christopher Columbus stepped up here. And you know, when you talk about smart growth cities, you take them down to their final the way they want to organize them is outside the edges of our cities are collective farms where the cities grow what they need there. And there isn't a transportation of food. There isn't, what we know today with full grocery stores. There is survival food, and that is it.
That's quite a happy little thought about the future. By the way, I think it's worth noting one of your it's just sort of a drive-by fact in your book, The Erase the Novel, but pesticides have been banned. Of course, agriculture was greatly harmed because of that. And one of the things that we're finding out, and it has, I guess this knowledge has really been available, it's just not in vogue, and so we don't hear much about it, but DDT is a very beneficial chemical. It's used successfully to control weeds and make agriculture one of the things that makes it very productive. And yet, because it's been banned in so many different parts of the world, millions of people have died because of a false idea. This is the most extraordinary thing. It almost makes your novel seem like a walk in the park compared to the fact that we already have seen millions of people dying because of Rachel Carson, one of the big proponents of getting rid of pesticides, and the rest of the environmental lobby that have succeeded in making it very difficult to get DDT, the replacements being not as effective and much more expensive. What a plan.
Yeah, that's, her book was unvetted. Not peer-reviewed in any way, just grabbed a hold of and used because these are convenient tools for them to use to ban things. You get these horror stories, environmental Armageddon, as I said. You keep doing that, and you repeat it, repeat it, and repeat it. It becomes fact. And yet, and you know, the other thing, too, is...
And there's no news account to speak of about the incredible death toll of the absence of DDT. It just doesn't get mentioned. I have barely seen mention of it myself, and I kind of make an effort to look for things like that. And maybe you've seen more mention, but it's really, I think, pretty hard to find. And that's with that kind of ignorance, we can be controlled.
Well, if you want to be attacked from 40 different directions, just make a statement in public that we need to bring back DDT. You will be accused of genocide if you do that.
And, of course, it's exactly the opposite.
Yep.
What an Orwellian world that we're living in when, and I'm sure you're speaking from your own experience, you can be accused of being some sort of genocidal monster because you want to use this thing that everybody knows is terrible and deadly, namely DDT, when it's exactly the opposite.
Yeah. Let me give you another example of that. For years, people like me who have been fighting these things have been accused of, they call us the AstroTurf crowd, that we want to pave the earth. Well, here's the funny side of that. The drive for wind and solar power. If we were going to just make up the shortage in California using wind power, we would need an area the size of Connecticut that would be a complete paved over area with windmills and all the infrastructure and everything that needs to be done with that. Who is it that wants to pave over the earth if you want to supply our wind or our power in this country just by that? There's not enough land to do that.
And you have a similar problem, I've read, with solar farms. They require enormous expanses of territory, and they both have the potential for starting a civil war, or maybe already has, among environmentalists, because seagulls and other birds don't do well in the big blades of the windmills. They get literally sucked in, and then they get chopped up. I guess it's okay if you want a seagull burger, because you can find a lot of that at the base of these windmills. And then if it's not windmills chopping them up, it's solar farms frying them up. And we could ask Harry Reid about that. This is the guy that apparently has a large interest in an area around Las Vegas in the desert in Nevada for solar farms. And arguably, there are those that are pretty convinced that that had a lot to do with the pressure on the Bundy family and their farm outside of Las Vegas, that land was desired by Harry Reid for a solar farm.
Yep, that is what I've heard. The Audubon Society calls the windmills Cuisinarts in the air.
That's great.
And yeah, you're right about the Civil War idea among the Greens. But yet, why don't we hear about this and why do we move forward with it? Because it is dubbed environmentally correct.
Yeah. And so these tragedies are ignored, and there's going to be an increasing price to pay. And a lot of those that will be responsible are in the media, and I don't think they're actually ever going to be held to account.
Not as long as we have the structure we have now. They they get a free pass on all this stuff. Yeah.
Well, we at least do have shows like this one, and I'm sure you're doing a lot of other talk shows. So the novel Erase is one of the ways to have a very very entertaining way of putting forth these ideas, and I hope people will take advantage of it, because what we're discussing amounts to life or death. It's just it's incredible. I had to enjoy you changed the sex on Valerie Jarrett, but she's in your novel too. Let me get back to Valerie Jarrett when we return from the break, talking with Tom DeWeese about his dystopian novel, Erase, a political thriller it is, folks. I think you'll enjoy it. Don't go away. We're going to be right back.
Attention backpackers on a budget. Why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London.
Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Tom DeWeesen. We're talking about his novel, a rather sobering look that's not all that fictional. It's called A Race. It deals with some very disturbing tendencies within our country. By the way, the web address, if you are not a regular bookstore purchaser of books, you go right to AmericanPolicy.org and get a copy of the book there. But you really ought to have a copy of A Race, and I think it's a way to get these ideas in front of a lot of people because it is entertaining. And if they read it all, I think they'll, once they pick this book up, they're going to have trouble putting it down. Tom, you did a very good job, and I hope it won't be the last time you put your pen to paper for this kind of a purpose, although you must have been in a funk while you were writing this, because it's not a very happy situation.
No, but I'll tell you, I really did enjoy doing it. It was a different way. I've never written fiction before, and the idea that you can actually create whole scenes out of your head instead of having to deal with all the, you know, doom and gloom other stuff that we have to deal with every day, it was kind of fun to do that. So, by the way, it's also available on Amazon. And it's not in bookstores yet, but we're working on that.
Well, if you're in Amazon, you basically are in the bookstore. I know there still are bookstores, but when I buy books, that ends up being the way for me to find a book anyway. So A Race is the name of the book we're talking about. Tom DeWeese is its author, DeWeese. And, wow, you really put your finger on just so many different topics. One of the things that I was struck that I just don't think that many people have picked up on because it wasn't discussed that much, but dictator Chavez in Venezuela was a quite the pagan, and it turned out he and his successor are quite the Looney Tunes. His successor claims that he saw Chavez as a bird on the wall talking to him. It was a time when people said that they were talking to a bird on the wall, that the nice men in white coats would come and help you settle down. But no, this guy then remains in power in Venezuela. He said that the earth was speaking to him through dictator Chavez. Well, in the book you have earth speaking directly to the president, a pagan, just the same as if we were in Venezuela. Maybe you were suggesting that that's the way it's becoming here. Oh, my. That hadn't quite clicked in my head. That's even worse than I thought you were saying. The themes of these people are the same. And as usual, Christianity has been one of the targets of Chavez in Venezuela, and obviously our dear leader in Washington is not all that happy with Christianity either, because it's a in conflict with the quote-unquote need to save the earth, and we can do anything because the ends justifies that means. And I think that's we're even talking about, I think our dear leader has already deconstructed a number of dams that are used for flood control and perhaps some even for production of electricity. And you see that in your novel, A Race. And I thought, this is exactly what they're doing. It's kind of like we have that Romanian dictator, and his name is now Barack Obama. Maybe there is something to reincarnation.
Well, you know, you go back to some of the things we were saying before, this Wildlands Project, this project to move people off into the cities, off the rural areas. How do you do that? When I used to speak about that, people would say, oh, come on, how can they do that? Well, the answer is you make it impossible to live there.
Yep.
And if you take away the dams, if you take away the power, the energy.
The EPA regulations that are impossible to comply with. So you can
tanks.
No longer farm.
Yeah.
It's not an edict that says we're moving you out. Get on that trailer truck and you're going with what's on your back. It's a little bit more subtle, but it uses lots of different agencies of government. And I thought, oh, you've got it right there in your novel, A Race.
Yeah. You know, it's as I mentioned earlier, two of the major scenes dealing with Christianity actually happened. And what you have is through the UN, you have a major move to bring all religions together under one umbrella. And that
sounds like the National Council of Churches, too.
Well, they're part of it. They're most definitely part of it, but they're bringing in the Jewish faith and the Catholic faith and all of them in there together under one umbrella. And, the paganism then becomes, the Earth Mother becomes the center of it all. And
the Earth Mother that only the dear leader can talk to. As we have going on right now in Venezuela, I think they might have even brought in the coffin of Chavez for Maduro to talk to. I'm not sure. But somehow he's able to talk to the deceased predecessor. And you just got to, here we are in the 21st century, and that kind of voodoo is still absolutely powerful.
It is, one of my characters, Pastor Dave, who's finding all this stuff, he looks at this whole gathering of these religious leaders from all these different sects, and he says, "You are accomplishing nothing here today but to turn religion into a tool for government, a very bad, dangerous government." And that's exactly what they're doing. They're leading the talk about lambs to the slaughter.
Very much so. It's I just want to hammer the nail again about the what happened outside of Las Vegas. That is Bunkerville, Nevada. You moved the confrontation to the Mississippi River, but you didn't make it much different because the same basic thrust is a play for control of the land. And the fact that we would have BLM troops actually being used in Nevada, even as they would be in your fictional account in the novel A Race, this has already happened. There was a showdown, as you're probably more aware than I, on that ranch to try to get the rancher and his defenders off the land, and it came very very close to erupting into an actual shooting civil war.
Yep. And the, you know, the fact that the BLM has troops, first of all, should bother us a great deal. And the, you know, my depiction of the young soldiers, former soldiers, that came in and informed the leader of the BLM snipers aiming at them, that was actually, that actually happened on the Bundy Ranch. So it's true.
Yes, sniper versus sniper.
Mm-hmm.
My information is that had it not been for a sheriff's deputy in a department headed by and now replaced through a subsequent election, but the sheriff at the time was feckless, and the deputy just, I gather, took it on his own to ride out from a perimeter and talk to one or more of the BLM agents who were there to basically begin the assault on the Bundy Ranch, asking if they wanted to be responsible, if they wanted to be known as the people that had slaughtered a bunch of unarmed Americans, because there were some ranchers riding toward them in their perimeter. And it was an amazingly tense situation.
Yeah. And you're right. It was right there. We were that close, a couple of steps away from a civil war breaking out right there. And I was very moved when I saw some of the video of that, because you did hear, I believe it was probably Bundy saying, "Let's go." And they had no place else to go but forward. And that's what I depicted in a book.
Well, you have trouble fictionalizing more than reality itself. It was an alarming situation. Still is. We won a tactical maneuver, but the war is still on. It's reported in Tom DeWeese's novel, Erase. Go to AmericanPolicy.org and find out about the work that he's doing in real life on these very kinds of issues. AmericanPolicy.org. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at VNIINC.com/ProHealth. That's VNIINC.com/ProHealth.